At some point, that lethal central spine must have telescoped out within the carrier because the hull visibly tore open from the upper section down. Misfiring thrusters and blasting explosions forced the bows askew, and the huge warship's back was broken. The spike branches shrank, the long spine withdrew. Then the black ship manoeuvred to the aft of the crippled hegemony vessel and repeated the deadly assault, this time with two of its rim spines. 15 minutes later, the carrier had been reduced to half a dozen massive, ragged pieces racked by explosions, drifting amid a cloud of pulverized wreckage and contorted bodies. The interceptors fought to the end, expending the last of their energy cells in useless attacks, and those not caught by the black ship's force field tentacles crashed themselves into its impervious black hull, final acts of pointless defiance. At last it appeared that all resistance had been crushed and all life snuffed out. The black vessel had hunted through the debris field for life pods, destroying those it found. Now, with all its spines withdrawn, it moved out of the spreading cloud of wreckage and towards the two Tigran-controlled ships. Ash and his remaining officers had crossed over to the Silver Lance during the carrier's drawn-out demolition. Greg was watching the black vessel's approach just as Ash entered engineering with a data slate in hand.
"More trouble, I see," he said to Greg.
"Never a dull moment round here," Greg said. "But this time we're ready. Hyperdrive is prepped for a fast exit, or if you fancy a brief shot at suicidal glory, all the weapons are online and charged. I'm assuming that the latter ain't your first preference, or even your tenth."
"Today is not the day for suicidal glory, Mr. Cameron," Ash said with a level smile. "Starfire copy. Ready drive for evasive jump pattern alpha."
"Jump pattern alpha ready. Unidentified warship has altered course and is now accelerating away. It has transitioned to hyperspace." The change in the black ship's behaviour happened as swiftly as the ship AI's commentary, and took everyone by surprise. But Ash's stern demeanour remained fixed.
"Maintain battle readiness," he said. "Sensors at full range."
"Contact," said the ship AI. "New vessel has appeared 3,800 kiloms off our lower port quarter. Profile matches that of the Imisil heavy recon scouts previously encountered. Incoming multi-stream signal."
"Screen it," said Ash.
The central overhead holoscreen lit up, showing the familiar features of the Imisil commander. Ash stepped to one side and, with a look, urged Greg to step up.
"Pre-signifier Ramoska," he said amiably. "I'm very glad to see that you made it through that wee skirmish."
The humanoid's smart white garments were now smudged and streaked with grime and blood. The skin spot clusters pulsed between dull amber and pale green.
"Captain Cameron, it is most acceptable to re-establish our acquaintance. I had not realized that you were so daring as to capture a hegemony warship. This will not endear you to them."
"Well, if they insist on leaving the property lying around unattended,"